This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Counting of votes is progressing peacefully for Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections. In Maharashtra, ruling BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance is far ahead of opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA, as per trends available so far. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, trends are available for 263 seats. BJP is leading at 111 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is ahead at 53. Ajit Pawar-led NCP is leading in 30 seats. Congress is leading 20 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group is ahead at 23 seats. Shiv Sena UBT is leading in 15 seats and others are leading in 12 seats. The majority mark in the 288-seat Maharashtra Assembly is 145, the number any alliance or party requires to be able to form a government in the state. The term of the present state assembly ends on November 26. In the Mahayuti Alliance, the BJP contested 149 assembly seats, Shiv Sena 81 seats and the Ajit Pawar-led NCP fielded candidates in 59 constituencies. In the MVA combined, the Congress fielded 101 candidates, Shiv Sena UBT 95 and NCP-SP put up 86 candidates. In Jharkhand, counting is progressing peacefully on all 81 seats. Trends available so far shows that BJP-led NDA is leading over the ruling Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led alliance. In Jharkhand, trends are available for 64 seats out of a total of 81 seats. BJP is leading in 29 seats, while NDA ally AGSU is leading in 6 constituencies. Ruling JMM is leading in 16 seats, while Congress is leading in 9 constituencies. RJD is leading in 1 seat, while others are ahead at 3 seats. Assembly polls in Jharkhand was held in 2 phases, November 13 for 43 seats and November 20 for 38 seats. The state witnessed an overall voter turnout of 67.74%, which was 1.65% higher than the 2019 poll figures. In Uttar Pradesh, counting of votes for the 9 assembly seats of by-elections in the state underway amidst tight security. These assembly seats are Katehri, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sismau, Ghaziabad, Majavan and Kher. Postal ballots are being counted first, later votes from EVMs will be counted. Fate of 90 candidates, including 11 women candidates, will be decided today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing which was organized by a media house in Germany, Stuttgart. The theme of the event was India, Germany, a roadmap for sustainable growth. Mr. Modi said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and every country wants to collaborate with India for development. Mr. Modi added that Focus on India document of Germany is an example of it and this document reflects that how the world is acknowledging India's strategic importance. In cricket, Australia were bundled out at a score of 104 in their first innings against India in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth, Australia. The hosts trailed by 46 runs. Australia resumed their first innings with an overnight score of 67 for 7 at stumps. In badminton, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Rankireddy will take on the South Korean pair of Jin Yong and Seo Seung Jae in the men's doubles semi-final event at the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China today. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, trends are available for 277 seats. BJP is leading at 110 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is ahead at 55. Ajit Pawar-led NCP is leading in 35 seats. Congress is leading 23 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group is ahead at 18 seats. Shiv Sena UBT is leading in 17 seats and others are leading in 18 seats. In Jharkhand, trends are available for 78 seats out of a total of 81. BJP is leading in 37 seats. While NDA ally AGSU is leading in 5 constituencies. Ruling JMM is leading in 19 seats, while Congress is leading in 10 constituencies. RJD is leading in 1 seat, while others are ahead at 6 seats. And that is the end of this news bulletin.